What's up, everybody? This is John from Kill Your Weakness coming at you solo. Wanted to do a quick video talking about adversity. I see a lot of talk about adversity, and I'm sure you've probably seen a lot about it, and facing adversity, overcoming adversity, and things like that. And I just wanted to give my take on it, when I think of adversity, or when I hear adversity, I think of conflict or opposition to your opinions, to your beliefs, to your physical being. We need to learn to be able to handle that in whatever shape and form. A simple example could be you're driving, minding your own business. Somebody comes flying in front of you, cuts you off. It happens. That's a simple form of adversity. How you react to that is how you, you know, it really depends on how you feel in that moment and where you are in your life and so forth. So, you know, if you're really pissed off about things and you're having a bad day and everything, you know, you probably tailgate the person, try to flip them off, try to drive up fast, cut them off. Or if you're in a really good place in your life and, you know, and you're enjoying life and whatever else, then you might just say, whatever, have fun. Take it. You can have that, you know, extra couple of feet in front of me. Of course, you know, I mean, that's a simple example, but it is a very dangerous situation because that idiot could cost lives. But it didn't happen, so you kind of just take it for what it is. But I think that, you know, one of the simplest ways to handle adversity and challenges that come up is, number one, just having a positive outlook on life. I always like to say it's the best day ever, all the time. It's the best day ever. Why can't every day be the best day ever? I mean, you're alive for starters. And so, you know, having that mindset helps to make, you know, to help create a positive outlook. And in addition, you know, before bed, I say tomorrow's going to be awesome. Tomorrow's going to be great. And I dare you, I challenge you to try that and see how it affects your mood the next day. And then when, of course, you wake up, you're like, well, here it is. This is going to be the best day ever. So just simple mental tricks like that will just really help to train your mind and your way of thinking into more of a positive, approach to life, so that little stuff like getting cut off in traffic, you can process it and be like, oh, whatever, you know, I feel sorry for them because their life probably sucks, you know, whatever. You don't even have to look at it that way. You know, that's actually kind of a negative way to look at it, but I hope you get what I mean. So really having a positive outlook, a positive aspect, a positive, feeling about life, that really helps with facing adversity. Another thing with adversity is time. Now you probably think, oh, well, you know, I got to wait 2 years to feel, you know, no, I mean 2 seconds. So imagine that person cutting you off, right? So take two seconds, two breaths. You get the idea. Take 2 seconds to just let it process and think about it for a second. Take in your surroundings. And by that point, your emotions will not be getting the best of you. And your rational, logical thinking will come into play, and you'll think, oh, fuck that guy. You know, I'm just going to keep driving and enjoy myself. So time is very valuable to use on your side, whether it's 2 seconds or 2 years. And again, with adversity, facing adversity, sometimes you might need 2 years. But hey, you know, whatever it takes and however long, I mean, that's the name of the game. That's life. So that's something, you know, that when you just have those two things, time and then a positive outlook and a positive aspect, oh my God, you know, you're just, doesn't matter, you know? Or somebody says something to you, or whatever, you know, whatever the specific adversity that you're facing. And then, of course, there's much more complicated and challenging adversity that that we face in life. Whether it's, you know, coming from a job you're trying to get, and the company, or let's say you have a job and you're getting ripped apart by your colleagues, you know, a phrase that I like to use that, and this is number three, but a phrase that I like to use is every cloud has its silver lining. I also like to say all good things come to an end, but so do all bad things. But isn't that a good thing, right? So ends up that all things are good things anyway. So another thing with adversity is finding the alternate, you know, the parallel universe or the alternate universe or whatever you want to call it, coming out of that adversity. Use it to your advantage. If you're going to work and you have, let's say, people just coming down on you, they're shitheads, sounds like to me. You know, if you're doing a legit good job and they just don't like you because you wear yellow pants, then screw them. What kind of place is that to work? You know, I always say that a job or work or whatever, it's like a relationship. It takes two. It takes two putting in effort. And if their effort is negative effort coming down on you and hindering your work, then if you end up getting fired, guess what? They just did you a favor. So finding, you know, ways to leverage that, let's call it, that adversity, finding the better path out of that adversity. And that's how you would, you know, as some people say, overcome the adversity, is just leaving it in the dirt and staying on the paved road. You know, if you are in a world of adversity, you're traveling on a shitty dirt path, rough road, lots of potholes. It sucks. You know, it's beating you up. It's beating your car up. But you got a nice paved path right there. Get off that road, you know, and drive on the paved path. And if that road forces you up to the paved road, thank you, dirt road, for slapping some sense into me. So sometimes it's that self-evaluation and critiquing and really, I don't want to say being hard on yourself, but be real. You know, you want to be real about the situation. Are you happy? Is this benefiting your life? You know, all these types of things. If it's not, then ditch it. So, I mean, really, those are my three tips to facing adversity. And I find that you can, you know, they can apply to any aspect of adversity. Like I said, from the simple thing, you just got your favorite coffee from the coffee shop and you dropped it, and the coffee shop's 10 minutes away, and it's like, wow, I was really looking forward to that. Well, you could stand there, get mad, jump on the ground like Christian from WWF back in the day and throw a tantrum and kick your legs and arms around, which will do nothing but make you more pissed off and ruin your whole day. And why do that? Or you could realize, you know, if you've already told yourself this, or maybe you can see yourself in the moment, this is the best day ever, and maybe this is the best, you know, this is a good thing that I dropped this coffee. And taking 2 seconds to just breathe it out. And then, guess what? The best thing out of all of it, you have so many choices now. Coffee fell on the ground. It's a good coffee. You like it, but you could do so many other things now. So they sound simple. They sound silly. But you know what? We are silly beings. Really, challenge me on that one. And you know, and tell me how humans aren't silly in every aspect. But anyway, those three things, try them out. Let me know how they help. All right. Kill your weakness, stay hard, all that good stuff. Talk to you soon.